Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on our program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're wrapping up our program tonight, and we are talking with the new girls basketball coach of the Roland Story Norsemen. Craig Chapman joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course. Thank you for calling.
So as we take a look at you getting the job here at Roland Story, obviously you've got a pretty good resume as an assistant coach, especially considering how young you are. Obviously started your coaching career being an assistant under Bruce Stahl at Dyke New Hartford during the midst of their dynasty run of four consecutive championships. This past year you're at North Polk, and obviously the Comets had a fantastic season. They get all the way to the 4A state finals, and just looking at your career path to now, just what can you say about some of the things you've learned from obviously two really good programs in Dyke New Hartford and North Polk?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was very blessed with the opportunities that I was given. I coached under two really great head coaches that understand the culture and having a winning culture and being successful season in and season out, and Bruce Dahl and Clint Albertson. I was able to see kind of what it takes to kind of run that program while also seeing the dedication that the girls put in. I mean, the girls put in a lot of work. They put in a lot of time, and they're very cohesive together, and it's been really a blessing to see as a young coach.
And obviously this Roland Story job, when it opened up, obviously a lot of people were probably going to apply for this job. To you personally, what stood out to you about Roland Story throughout the interview process and just getting to learn what you have just early on here as the head coach at Roland Story?
Yeah, I kind of grew up in a small town similar to Roland Story, so I was definitely I definitely really was appealed to the small-town vibe, the community. Roland Story has a great culture, athletically, academically. They're in a great location, great town. And when I was applying and as part of that process, I could just feel the community support that was going to come. And I'm really excited to see that as a coach, just kind of the embracing of the community, along with, I know some of the girls, I've worked with them before. They're a great group of student-athletes that are hard workers, and it was a very, very attractive job to take.
And you talked about, you worked with some of the girls before that played for Roland Story. Have you had a chance to sit down and talk with the team yet? And if you have, what's maybe the conversation been, or if maybe that hasn't happened yet, when's that plan coming on down the road? And what are some things you want to talk with this group about, especially with the trying to add on to the success they've had in recent years?
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk just yet. It's been a busy time for everybody with the school year wrapping up and track and golf and all those great things. But I do plan to kind of talk to them more soon, and kind of the message is, I want to continue the excellence that they've had in the Heart of Iowa Conference. I want to continue to be, small town feel, have a really good culture that Coach Gebler brought to the table. And so I want to continue that while also trying to work hard and kind of bring in some of that hard work that I saw through my last couple programs at North Polk and Dyke New Hartford.
And I guess before we let you go, is there anything else maybe you want to maybe speak to the people of the families of Roland Story or the student athletes of Roland Story about what you're most excited about coming into Story City?
Yeah, I'm really just excited to dive all into the community. The moment I stepped into that school, I kind of just could feel it right away, that sense of pride that the school has for on down from all their athletics to their academics to theater, choir, all of it. So I'm really, really excited to be a part of that. I'm really excited to work with a program that has a high pedigree that pushes their student athletes, and I'm just excited to kind of see the growth of that. And I'm really excited to get the ball rolling here and win some basketball games.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again coming up for your first season gets underway in November.
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate you for the phone call.
Yep, that was Craig Chapman, the new head girls basketball coach at Roland Story, wrapping up our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. We'll take you back to regular programming next here on The Q.